Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on Gold Radio Cafe. It's Friday, May 10th, 2013, and welcome to the Gold and Silver Financial Review. My name is Bosco Kacharovich, and this program is brought to you by Central Metals, your gold and silver bullion dealer. We're located here in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, and our website is centralmetalscorp.com. Our phone number is 800-649-6722. Our email address is mail@centralmetalscorp.com. And if you have any questions for the program, you can direct your questions to that email. We'll just start off with a couple of quotes here. We have the S&P 500 at 1628, up $1.78. The Dow Jones is 15,079, down 3.3. Gold is down 37.95 at 1423.40. Silver is down 65 cents at 23.25. Looks like it's a good buying opportunity, folks. We've had a rebound off the bottom recently, and which is normal for markets to come off such a large drop that we had that started April 12th. So this is a rebound, and now we might be testing the lows here. The low is at around 1350. We might come close to it. I don't know. All I can say is that, you know, this low, it's still a buying opportunity for those that have money. As far as technical trading, we don't advocate that. In these manipulated markets, it's nearly impossible to predict where the prices are going to go. We're here for the long term, and over the long term, based on the fundamentals, they haven't changed over the years. So for those of you that are interested, it's a good buying opportunity right now. You might want to consider averaging into the market. You don't have to buy everything all at once, but it's time to basically just accumulate. Stack up your golden inches and keep growing. Silver as well, we've seen quite a correction in silver. Let's just refresh the chart here. Silver's at 23.36 right now. Again, we look at charts just to give us basically a guide and an up-to-date price, but we don't recommend trading off of charts. Silver was in the $28 range, and now it's down to 23.37. So, you know, it's still selling cheap. Silver didn't have such a large rebound as gold did. Silver's low was around $22, and now it's $23.36. So it hasn't had much of a rebound off the bottom. So chances are that silver might go down a little bit more in relation percentage-wise to gold. But, you know, if the opportunity does present itself and you have funds available, it is a good buying opportunity. We did update our website today. We added a video from the BBC, which is called How the Bankers Fixed the LIBOR Rate. It's a documentary. It's quite long. It's about almost an hour long. So if you have time, it's well worth the watch. You can watch that video on our website at centralmetalscorp.com, and it explains what happened to Barclays Bank and RBS and all the other big banks in England regarding the manipulation of the LIBOR rate and how it affects everybody and so on. So another issue that I wanted to discuss is, by the way, that Jeff Dunphy will not be joining us today. We want to send our condolences out to Jeff and his family. They had a death in the family, and you know, wish Jeff all the best. He did tell me that he will be joining us next week. So What's happening right now, we've had a client that had contacted us early this week and requested that they wanted to cash out of their GICs that were being held in their RSP account, their retirement account. And she told me that the bank told her that she has to write a letter to explain exactly why she wants to take out her funds, and that letter will be assessed. Now, I, you know, the arrogance of some of these banks to think that they have control of your money and the decisions that you make with your money is just unbelievable. And then second on top of that is that her letter is going to be assessed, saying that, you know, if they my impression is that if they determine that her reason for taking her money out isn't satisfactory to the bank, that they're not going to let her take out her money. That, to me, sends a strong signal that capital controls are coming. In my view, is this a test balloon? Are they just, and this is a Canadian bank, is this a test balloon that they're putting up to see how clients will react when they actually implement capital controls? I don't know. That's a big question. But anybody that tells you that you don't have access to your money, whether it's in a registered account or not, currently I know of no laws that restrict you from taking money out of your retirement account. It's your money. It's your retirement. If you see fit that you need the money now, you have every right to take that money. Pay your taxes. Everybody is due. Every retirement account has taxes due. So you pay your taxes and you eliminate the counterparties between you and your money. The key here, folks, is that especially after watching the documentary by the BBC, you see that the financial industry is having major problems, okay? But specifically, I mean, there's countless examples over the past few years. And the idea is that you want to eliminate the counterparties between you and your money, okay, whether it's the government or the financial institution. So, I mean, these are the people that brought us this problem. And a lot of these people say that the banking system, oh, we can't let banks go under. Well, why did they let Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers go bust? Okay, banks can go bankrupt just like any other business. That's what capitalism is all about. You fail in business, you have to pay the price. Okay, you go out of business, and other companies that are sound and strong will take over your assets and do the right thing. This is capitalism, folks. That's how it works. Okay, so banks can go under just like any other institution. Some people that say banks are untouchable or whatever, I don't agree with that. You know, they've bailed out banks and so on in the past. And, you know, they continue to do the same thing. Okay, so as an individual, it's your job to manage your own money. As Jeff used to always say on the program, it's about self-reliance. And part of being self-reliant is eliminating counterparties between you and your money. Okay, there's many other things to become self-reliant, but the main part is eliminating the counterparties. So what you want to do is, you know, talk to your – you don't even have to talk to your accountant or your financial planner. You know what the risks are. You have to pay the taxes. And if you want to get out of your retirement plan, which is being recommended by – a number of people in the industry right now, myself included, is, you know, you sit down and map it out. Figure out the taxes that you're going to pay, whether it makes sense for you, if it's suitable for you now. But, you know, the idea is that you want to change your strategy. Having a long-term retirement plan, you know, invested in the financial system, right now it's not a good idea. In the future, maybe it will be, but right now it doesn't seem safe. And anyone tells you that it is safe and you don't have to worry, well, take a look at what's happening in Cyprus and Greece right now. Take a look at what's happening around Europe right now, okay? And if you think that you're safe, that, that Canadian banks are immune to what's going on, well, there was a recent report as well by the Bankers Association or some kind of banking committee that they discovered that, yes, even the Canadian banks are not as sound as everybody thought. So, I mean, you're responsible for your own retirement. It's your money. And you have the choice to do what you want with it. So if you see fit to pay the taxes and get out of your retirement, then so be it. Call your bank or your financial planner and say, this is what you want to do. And, of course, you're going to get a lot of resistance. Okay? They're all going to tell you that it's not a good idea. You're going to pay a penalty. Well, it's not a penalty. Okay? So you have to erase that from your vocabulary. It's not a penalty. You're due the taxes on your retirement account. You're due government taxes. So you have to pay those taxes, whether you pay them now all at once or pay them a little bit at a time in the future. The point is that those dollars that you benefited from when you put money into your retirement account have to be returned to the government, okay, in taxes. So pay the government. You know, they need the help anyway. So pay the government. Get rid of all the counterparties between you and your funds, and sit back and wait until the system becomes more sound. That's all. I mean, you're not going to lose anything, really. Theoretically, you're just taking your actual dollars out of your retirement that you would receive. So you're doing it all at once, and yes, maybe it'll sound like a big number that you're going to have a huge tax hit the first year and all that. Okay, so take the huge tax hit, but the following year, things will get back to normal, and you will eliminate any kind of potential capital controls that might be coming into retirement accounts. They can always change the rules. You look at what's going on in America and Europe and all that, and you know it just sends alarm bells all over the place. So one of the places, of course, that you can put your assets is in gold and silver. It might not be the best place. You can keep your money in cash, put it in land, or you know any other tangible assets that you might see fit. So, gold historically has been the best store of value than any other asset throughout history. So, no bank, no government, no financial institution can compete with that. Okay. Every fiat currency throughout all of history has eventually failed and went to zero. Okay, so you read the history books, every currency collapses. That's just the nature of paper money. Okay, gold throughout history has always been an item of value. You can always trade your gold for goods and services. You know, I'm not painting a dire picture. I don't believe that we're going to have Armageddon, and a lot of people in the industry, you know, say, "Oh, what are you going to do with your gold when the entire system has collapsed and the dollar has collapsed?" You know, you're going to trade your gold for what? You still have to trade it for U.S. dollars that collapsed, right? Well, no, not really. There won't be a U.S. dollar. There might be a different type of currency. You know, you have to also consider they might still call it a U.S. dollar, but the makeup of it will be completely different. The characteristics of it will be different. Okay, just like the U.S. dollar before 1971 was a U.S. dollar that had some gold backing. Okay, after 1971, when Richard Nixon closed the gold window, no U.S. paper, bonds, or treasuries, or U.S. dollars had any gold backing anymore. So to me, that was a collapse of the pre-1971 U.S. dollar and an introduction of a new U.S. dollar that had absolutely no gold backing. Same kind of thing can happen again, okay? So nowadays, there's virtually no currency that has any gold backing, officially anyway. So they're going to print money as much as they want. But what they're going to do is they're going to somehow rig the system. Nobody knows. I don't know what they're going to do, but somehow they're going to rig the system so that your values will be different than they are now. But ultimately, you have an ounce of gold. An ounce of gold will be traded for the new currency of the realm, whatever that currency might be. Okay, you're ultimately, we're still going to use paper dollars or even plastic or credit or whatever, but you're going to trade your gold in for whatever the currency is of the time. Okay, and I'm sure you'll be able to take your gold and silver coins over to a farmer or whatever and trade it for food. You know, ultimately, I don't think that that's going to happen, but, you know, at least you'll be prepared. You'll have an item of value that has had a trading history longer than any financial instrument that exists. Okay, gold is just has that legacy of an item of value that can be traded for goods and services. No other financial instrument can make that claim. Okay, period. There is no other. So whether you own paper dollars or paper bonds or stocks or mutual funds or insurance or whatever, gold has a track record of being always in times, in rough times, gold has always been a tradable item of value. Okay? So what you want to do, you want to store your value in something safe. Gold is the best place for it. And I'm not saying that we're going to have a complete collapse, or nobody knows, but collapses have happened in the past. So what we are saying is that, you know, it's time to get ready. It's time to prepare and to be safe. Ultimately, you want your safety in an item of value that has the longest and most successful track record to perform as money. And gold is that item. Until they discover another item or another metal or mineral that has that track record, people are going to use gold in times of despair. So that's just the way it is. So that's what we have to say this week. We're going to have to cut it short. Maybe I've already talked too much, but anybody has any questions or wants to give us a call and you know, go through the liquidation process for your retirement accounts, excuse me, you can just give me a call, and if I have time, I can help you out with that. Again, I was a licensed financial planner here in Canada, so I understand the RSP implications and how mutual funds work and that whole thing. And I also have my securities license as well in Canada. So I can offer you some input onto what the implications and what the tax rules are and so on. But ultimately, you want to talk to your registered financial planner and your accountant. And, of course, they're going to try to convince you otherwise, okay, because you have to understand, you know, from their point of view, you know, they're not at the point, nobody in the business is our big gold advocates, because when you invest in gold, you're taking money out of the system. And that system is where the financial industry makes their money. Okay, so it's counterintuitive to their existence. So, of course, you're going to get a lot of resistance when you tell the banker or the financial advisor that you're investing in gold bullion, you know, and they're going to try and convince you otherwise. But ultimately, folks, it's my opinion and a number of other highly experienced people like Jim Sinclair, for example, have also recommended that it's time to get out of retirement accounts. So I think it's prudent and it's a good strategy right now, because you never know what they're going to come up with next. They might come after our retirement accounts in Canada. So there's always that option. I know a lot of central bankers, and even Mark Carney was out recently and said that there's he basically wanted to say that that he doesn't see a problem in the Canadian banking system, and that you know that the bail-in process you know will not be necessary and so on. But personally, I don't trust anything anyone says anymore, especially people in high levels of finance. So it's up to you folks. You have to be self-reliant. If there's anything that we can do to help, give us a call at 800-649-6722. And our email is mail@centralmetalscorp.com. Our website is centralmetalscorp.com. And we have gold and silver bullion products, coins, and bars. Just to let you know, the Canadian Maple Leaf products are available. The premiums went down a little bit from the high last week and the week before. The lead time is still about 2 weeks, but it looks like supply is starting to come back into the warehouses. So anyone who's interested in making a purchase, just give us a call. There are discounts available for 500 ounces or more in silver, and for gold, 10 ounces or more, there are some discounts available. So regardless, give us a call if you're interested or learning more. Our number is 800-649-6722. So thank you for your time. Look forward to having you join us next week. And hopefully we'll have Jeff Dunphy available as well to give us some insight into the fundamentals and the economics behind the entire industry here. So goodbye, folks. Have a great weekend.